This is Todd Wright. On our previous podcast, we talked about what I think and most people think until further notice is the biggest memory and talking point from the 2024 National Football League draft. That's what Atlanta did with Michael Penix Jr. at number 8. Let's talk about one of the other things that might be talked about quite a bit going forward involving Kansas City and Buffalo. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you are an adult male in the state of Florida, residing in the state of Florida, who has been paying permanent alimony, let me remind you once again that permanent alimony is no longer law in the state of Florida after July 1st, 2023. So if you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida, paying permanent alimony, and we're halfway through 2024 almost, what are you waiting for? Brandon Legal Group can help reduce or potentially eliminate your financial obligation going forward. Free consult, 813-902-3576, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Stop paying permanent alimony. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. As I talk about pin chasers, and you can follow them on Instagram at Pin Chasers, online pinchasers.net for lane reservations, party planning. So I have a former professional colleague who I follow on social media. I never worked directly for him, but our paths were very close. And someone very close to me was one of his valued employees. So there was that connection. He and his significant other make pizzas on Friday night and they post them on Facebook. And the theme is Friday night is pizza night. Well, John, apparently at Pin Chasers, Tuesday night is pizza night. How's this for a Pin Chaser special? This is every Tuesday night at every one of their 4 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, including their newest location in Brandon. $12.99 gets you unlimited bowling and unlimited pizza. Bowl and eat pizza as much as you want from 9 p.m. to close every Tuesday night at Pin Chasers in Tampa. Just an example of one of their specials. They do Dollar Mania on Mondays with $12.99 unlimited bowling, and you can get a hot dog for a dollar, a slice of pizza for a dollar, a Pepsi product for a dollar, a draft beer for a dollar. For more on their specials, go to pinchasers.net or follow them on Instagram for locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Bowling, food, and fun. Likely to be a popular destination as the temperatures rise as we move into the summer months. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. So now that the draft is done, I stand by my comment. I don't think anything happened day 2 or day 3 that is being and will be more talked about until further notice than what Atlanta did at number 8 in the first round. But something happened at the back end of the first round that is being talked about. And the last time we recorded a podcast, I didn't touch it, A, because there was so much to unpack from what Atlanta did, and 2, things weren't done with this. So near the end of the first round, Buffalo was on the clock, and they traded out of their spot with Kansas City. And that is still talked about. So let's talk about it. Buffalo is being questioned probably more for who they made the trade with than why they made the trade. And that's because they made a deal with the devil. And according to their general manager, it didn't matter who they were making the deal with. That was the best deal for them based on what they got back, which was a very late third round pick, essentially, that they used on a Duke interior defensive lineman. So just file that away. The Chiefs commonly are thought of for being the team to beat in the NFL, not just for the Bills, but also being wide receiver needy, that it's a flaw that the Chiefs overcome because Reed and Mahomes and Kelce are just that good. They did make one deal in the offseason to potentially address it. It doesn't excite me who they got. And as a result of this deal with the Bills, they get a wide receiver who most people only knew because he ran the fastest 40 time at the combine in Xavier Worthy from Texas. I don't think Buffalo wanted Xavier Worthy. As Mike Florio said on Pro Football Talk, doesn't strike him as Buffalo's cup of tea. Well put. And there we were getting into a period there, late first round, early second, where a lot of receivers had similar grades. And in some people's minds, were these at the top of that group because of his 40 time at the combine? Funny, didn't put him in the top three, right? Didn't put him up there with Marvin Harrison. Didn't put him up there with Malik Nabers. Didn't put him up there with Roma Dunze. Didn't seem to get him on the same level as Brian Thomas. He was somewhere in this next group with a good handful of other guys. So clearly, the Bills thought, we can move back. We still have our choice of guys. And what they got from Kansas City, I guess, was the best offer. Only other, and or, I mean, sure, there are poker faces. Does Bean know the Chiefs are taking Worthy? Do the Bills believe Worthy can't play in this league? You can't come out and say that. You can't. But maybe. Because I'll offer this on Worthy before we even talk about what the Bills eventually did. In the final drive of the national semifinal game against Washington, where Texas needed a touchdown and an extra point to advance the national title game, Worthy's number was not called on the final drive. Texas had, I think, a first and 10 on either the 12 or the 13 with plenty of time, four downs. You can even get a first down and then have a short yard. I mean, we're near the end of the game, but they got time. Number not called. As a matter of fact, Xavier Worthy in the Sugar Bowl had 45 yards receiving on two catches. One catch was for almost 40 yards on the third to last drive of the game. And granted, it gave them great field position, but he essentially made one play of significance in the national semifinals and was no factor on the final drive where Texas amazingly had a chance to win and advance to the national title game. So for those that talk about how Worthy covered 40 yards in just a little over 40 seconds at the combine, yeah. I pointed how he covered 45 yards in 4 hours in the Cotton Bowl. I don't think the Bills wanted Xavier Worthy. And I think he'll be closer to a Kadarius Toney type in Kansas City than a Tyreek Hill. Because also, as Mike Florio and Chris Sims were talking about, you want to compare him to Tyreek Hill? Okay, he's 20 pounds lighter than Tyreek Hill. 20 pounds. This is not the same body frame. This is not the same density that we're talking about here. So the Bills see value in trading down. They get a late third round pick they use on an interior defensive lineman from Duke. And then, rather than picking a wide receiver in that spot to presumably replace Diggs and Davis, Gabe Davis is in Jacksonville, they trade again with Carolina, who trades up to get, feels like a regional pick, which always kind of amused me. Kind of typical of where the Panthers organization is, in my opinion. Although if Canales can get production out of Leggett, go for it. The Bills, they don't get much. They basically trade up from the sixth round into the fifth round by moving from 32 to 33, and Carolina takes Leggett. I also brought this up at the time. Often, having the first pick of the second round makes you very attractive as a trade partner. You have the rest of that night, the next morning, the next afternoon, early the next evening to make calls or field calls, because a number of teams out there see a guy who wasn't picked in the first round and said, well, let's go get him. Buffalo has the first pick of the second round. Let's make Buffalo an offer and let's go get our guy. Turns out there were a lot of trades at the top of the second round, and Buffalo wasn't one of them. They made two trades at the bottom of the first round rather than choosing a wide receiver, and then selected Keon Coleman from Florida State with the first pick of the second round. Coleman is 4 inches and 50 pounds bigger than Xavier Worthy. Coleman, prior to playing at Florida State, played at Michigan State. Coleman has been productive at two different Power 5 college football programs and played college basketball. Better athlete. Scored 11 touchdowns for undefeated FSU last year. Keon Coleman was part of the reason FSU never lost a game until the opt-outs. Worthy this past year had 5. The term playmaker is often used to describe Coleman, with apologies to my former classmate in Coral Gables, Michael Irvin, the playmaker. I don't hear playmaker used on Xavier Worthy. I believe the Bills got the better player, whether it was the player they wanted all along, for the reasons that I already gave you, and or they had no interest in Xavier Worthy or Leggett. That Worthy to them is the next John Ross. Sorry, Bengals fans, who I heard might be trying to make a comeback. Really? Are you bored? Because it's a waste of my time too. I would have liked to seen the Bills get more than they got for trading back twice. But I think Coleman is the more impactful player for the Bills. And yeah, Andy Reid seems to know how to use guys like Xavier Worthy. But I like Coleman. And the Bills traded down twice and still got him. I think he'll be more impactful on the Bills than Worthy is on the Chiefs. Worthy might be used on kickoff returns because of his speed. We still kind of don't know how that world is going to be because we've never seen it in the NFL. I mean, if they feel better with Worthy there, then they don't need Tony anymore. Presumably, that's the only reason why Tony stuck around. But I get what the Bills did. I would have liked to seen them get more for trading back twice. But yeah, I'm on team Keon Coleman and was never on team Xavier Worthy. We'll see what Andy Reid can do with Xavier Worthy in Kansas City. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.